If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just clinging on for dear life? Like the world around you is constantly changing, throwing curveballs, and leaving you wondering if you even have a handle on anything anymore. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can actually thrive in the midst of all that change and uncertainty. That's right, I'm not talking about pretending everything's rainbows and unicorns. Life is messy, it throws punches, no doubt about it. But we have this incredible ability to bounce back, to adapt, to become even stronger because of those challenges. And that, my friends, is the power of resilience. It's not about being fearless or pretending things aren't tough, it's about finding the inner strength to weather the storms and come out on the other side, wiser and more empowered. So today, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you build your own unshakable resilience. First up, acceptance. This is huge. Resisting change. It's like trying to hold back a tidal wave with your bare hands, not gonna happen. You know that feeling when you desperately try to control something that's just out of your grasp? Yeah, exhausting, right? Accept things as they are, even the stuff that sucks. Trust me, it sets you free to focus your energy on what you can control. Your reactions, your choices, and your mindset. Next, reframe your perspective. Think about those times when something went wrong, like really wrong. Did you wallow in self-pity? Or did you find a silver lining, even if it was tiny? We've all been there. The thing is, every challenge holds an opportunity for growth. Maybe that failed project taught you a valuable lesson. Maybe that setback pushed you to try something new and exciting. Third, cultivate your inner badass. This isn't about flexing your muscles or becoming some superhero, although that would be pretty cool. It's about building your self-confidence, knowing your worth, and trusting your ability to handle whatever comes your way. Remember those times you faced fear and surprised even yourself by crushing it. That's the power of believing in yourself. Number 4. Build a support system. We are social creatures, people. You know that feeling when you're having a rough day and just need someone to vent to cheer you up, or even just listen? Yeah, we all need that. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who lift you up, challenge you, and celebrate your wins. And last but not least, practice self-care. Seriously, this is non-negotiable. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for the things that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply indulging in a hot bath and some calming music. Remember, you deserve to take care of yourself. Now, let's talk about how all this translates into real life. Imagine this. You're gearing up for a big presentation at work, your heart is pounding, your palms are sweating. Ever feel like that? You've put in work, but now the pressure's on. Well, instead of freaking out, take a deep breath. Acknowledge the butterflies, it's normal to feel nervous. Then, remember all those things we talked about. Acceptance, this presentation is happening regardless. Reframing, it's an opportunity to showcase your skills. In a badass, you got this. Your support system, maybe a quick chat with a colleague before the big moment. And self-care, a good cup of coffee before you go up there. Think of resilience like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Each time you face a challenge, even a small one, you're training yourself to handle bigger ones down the road. So my friends, remember this. You are capable of incredible things. Embrace the changes, learn from the challenges, and never stop growing. And hey, if you ever need a pep talk or just someone to vent to, I'm always here for you. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode to someone who needs a little resilience boost, and join me tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.